Biden campaign requires employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccines. By Hannah Knudsen on April 15, 2024. The Biden campaign is requiring its employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccines, according to a job listing from the campaign, which is searching for a diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI director. A recent job listing for the Biden campaign seems to be relatively run-of-the-mill. But the fine print reveals that the Biden campaign is still very focused on COVID-19 vaccines, even though President Joe Biden largely lost his battles against the unvaccinated during his presidency. The listing states, Biden for president requires all employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccination status as prescribed by the CDC as a condition of employment, unless otherwise prohibited by applicable law. If you seek a reasonable accommodation in relation to the campaign's COVID-19 policy, you should speak to the HR department prior to reporting to an office location. Currently, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, states that those 12 years old and older who are unvaccinated should receive one updated Pfizer-BioNTech or updated Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, or two doses of updated Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. For those 12 years old and older who were vaccinated before September 12, 2023, the CDC states that they should receive one updated Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, or Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. The campaign's requirement is reminiscent of Biden's war against the unvaccinated, which began early in his presidency. In December 2020, Biden misled the American people after stating that he did not believe vaccines should be mandatory, saying he would not demand them to be so. He completely went back on his word, even attempting to use the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, to force vaccines on tens of millions of U.S. workers. The U.S. Supreme Court eventually blocked the OSHA mandate, which served as a massive defeat to the Biden administration. Despite hesitancy over the vaccines, possible side effects and effectiveness, Biden continued to insult those who refused to get the shot, asserting that those individuals got a problem. It's not in their interest or the public's interest not to get vaccinated, he said. We have the capacity to control it. They should get vaccinated now. Biden also made false statements about COVID-19 vaccines, stating in July 2021 that vaccinated individuals could not get the virus. Ironically, the then twice vaccinated and twice boosted president contracted the virus exactly 1 year later. He said, but again, one last thing. We don't talk enough to you about this, I don't think. One last thing that's really important is, we're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. There, you're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Months later, Biden spread more COVID-19 misinformation, stating that vaccinated individuals could not spread the virus, blaming the unvaccinated for the spread. In another fit of irony, First Lady Jill Biden, who is vaccinated and boosted, contracted the virus in August 2022 and September 2023. That was not Biden's only controversy during that time, either. Biden originally pitched just 100 days of masking. It went on and on with no immediate relief, as Biden asserts it was a patriotic act. Related, Biden, make sure your child is masked when they leave home. It was not until U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell of the Middle District of Florida declared the Biden administration's airport mask mandate unlawful that the country largely moved past universal masking. And, unlike then, it is now widely accepted that masking does not prevent the transmission of COVID-19. Related, Joe Biden, get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do, the choice is yours.